بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. What is the greatest desire or the most highest desire a person has in heart? What desire? Someone will ask you, but what are your real desires? What do you really want desire for? A true Muslim, what will you say? Everyone got some desires. If a true Muslim, a mu'min, so what are your desires? What do you really want your desires? A true mu'min will say, my desire is, the highest desire is, I want to see Allah. I want to see? Obviously nothing more greater than that. We are here in this world. We are doing all the good deeds, trying to do. But the main object is, who gave us the command to do it? You want to see him. So the Sahabas asked Nabi Karim Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. He said, Ya Rasulullah, how will you see Allah? Everyone together. So he said, like the sun and the moon. When everyone look at the moon, you go to any stream, no space at all. Everyone look at the moon at one time. Everyone can see the moon at one time. So in other words, that day too, no one will go through any difficulties to see Allah. But just to tell you that the greatest achievement a person will have a desire in his heart is, that's why the du'as to me, you see, liqa'a shawq. Oh Allah, give us the shawq to meet you. Now it's obvious that only that person can have this quality in him, that he asks himself, what preparation I'm making for that. Everything has a preparation. You know, we all know that, you know, you just can't say that, you know, I have a shawq for Allah Ta'ala to me. That when you say, I've got a shawq in the world to do something, you see, you're doing something to achieve that. No one does it. When you say, I got shock for this. So when you got the shock for that, the zeal for that, then I'm sure you're not going to sit down and wait for you to come. You work towards it to achieve that thing. So now, we all have to know that we have the shock to meet. So what have we done about it? That's the question. What have we done? And then Allah Ta'ala also gave us a ni'mat, how you can achieve it. And what is that ni'mat? Death. Death is a very great thing. Without death, it's obvious that once death comes, without death you cannot meet Allah at all. So that is a ni'mat Allah gave us specially. That the way you can meet me, this is the only way that death takes place. And once death takes place, that all your actions are closed to. In any way, you will not be progressing at all. So life is something which is very great ni'mat from Allah. Life. In other words, we got the opportunity now, this life of ours. How we should appreciate this great ni'mat for Allah. That if you got a means, I want to meet Allah Ta'ala. This is the only means that this life that you got in you, which you should appreciate every moment, every second, to achieve that what you want to achieve. Because the progress in one's ibadat and the good deeds is life. No matter what it is, every second, that's what Mahazar should say, that every breath of yours should be appreciated. When you got breath, you got hopes. When you got no breath, no hopes. While you're sitting here, you can go away. No matter who it is. So when you got hopes, when you got breath, so every breath of ours should be appreciated. That you do not waste this breath of yours, but use it in the correct way, in ibadat. So your body is there. So life is coming, you got life, As long as you got life, you increasing your progress with your good deeds, with ibadah, that good deeds will progress. But once life goes away, then no matter what you do, it is too late for you then to decide, because there's no way any can help and cut. You can, there's no way you can. But thereafter, it is so that when a person passes away, you should not lose any kind of hopes too. You must have some kind of, don't have a little bit of patience in you. Because when the person passes away, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the farishta say, don't get worried. Don't. That whatever you have done, you will get paid for it. You get paid for it. Always remember one thing, any action you do, you must always have this one deed in you, that I'm only doing for sake of Allah. No matter how small that action is, no matter how small, minor it will be, this one thing you must always have in your heart, that I'm doing for Allah's sake. Then you see how that small action of yours will appreciate in the eyes of Allah Ta'ala on the day of Qiyamah. You may take it as a minor, that's why they say, don't not take a sin minor, no matter how minor the sin is, and do not take any act to be minor too. But that minor act of yours will take you into Jannah. You may just think, no, I just walk in the street and I saw that peel of banana there, but I just did not bother, if someone falls, nothing, no problem. But I decided, hey, let me move it. That with that intention, that Ya Allah, no one intention, that someone will not get slip or fall. You just took it as a small thing, but you do not know Allah registered already. And on the day of Qiyamah, meaning that one action will be the one which Allah accepts. Likewise, any action, any sin, do not take it as light. No matter how light, how minor the sin is. But remember this much, that minor sin can lead you to hell. Look at that prostitute. In the hadith it mentions so clearly that she was just walking and she saw a dog wanted water. She gave water to the dog. Allah did not look at any other action of hers, forgave her for that. And she was what she was. Teaching her a very big lesson here too. That no matter you see a person, the biggest sinner too, do not look down at him. If you walk in the street, you see a person drunkard, you know he's a big drunkard, you know he's a big this and that, whatever he is. In your heart, do not look down at him. Likewise, that this person looks, it's a man, that other person. The Nabi Karim himself said that she was doing all the good deeds, but because she did not leave that animal from the house, do not feed that improperly, do not feed that cat, that animal. Allah Ta'ala say, you go to Jahannam. Jahannam. And that animal will also be in Jahannam. Not because of punishment. Allah will show that it's because of this act of yours that I'm punishing you. So do not take any act to be minor and sin, and do not take any good deed to be minor. But those actions can take you away. There's one person, you know, great person. When he passed away, then Allah Ta'ala asked him, what you brought? He said, Ya Allah, brought Tawheed. Do you know what's the meaning of Tawheed? The oneness of Allah, that anything that you do, you will only refer to Allah. Nothing else. That's called Tawheed. It's a very big claim, which you and I cannot do. We cannot claim like what they could claim. Allah Ta'ala reminded him, if you brought Tawheed, then what was the night of the milk? The night of the milk means the time when he drank milk, is it through the milk? My stomach was paining, I drank stuff.
So if you brought Tawheed to you, then how come the milk was the cause of the pain? If it's Tawheed, if I give the pain, it's from me. Why did you brought it? Allah only teaches him. Allah doesn't want to punish him. Allah does not want to punish any one of us. But we invite in the punishment, what must do? Allah Almighty is Father. So straight away he says, Ya Allah, I ask for forgiveness. It's through your mercy you forgive. In other words, I've got no action at all. So we have also been taught the same thing, that we have due to all the action, but you got no action. In other words, do not rely on action, rely on His grace and mercy. But do everything what He wants you to do, but do not rely on that action of yours. But do what He tells you to do, because your action is not according to His expectations. They say, you know, you say, what kind of namaz I read? What do you mean, what kind of namaz? Be very fortunate He allowed you to make sajda. Be very fortunate He allowed you to come to the masjid to read namaz. Be very fortunate He allowed you to read Quran. If you look at every action of ours, how it's supposed to be for Allah Ta'ala, it can never be. Man cannot claim. Everything is through His mercy. Look at that one person in the hadith he mentioned. He said, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, I want to go in the jungle, in the mountains, and just make ibadat all the time. Good intention. And he went to the jungle and stayed there. Allah ta'ala made provision for him. Water there, pomegranate tree there too. You remembering me, I remember you. I do not want you to go through any difficulties. You say you make ibadat, and allowed. 500 years he made ibadat. But to the mercy of Allah Ta'ala, at that time when he passed away, it was made that no one knows the qabr. Other nations don't begin to worship the qabr. But when he came in front of Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala, just imagine every day. For so many years, he was making ibadat. Allah fed him with a pomegranate tree, water, everything. He had nothing to do, just to remember Allah. The moment he became, when he passed away, and he came in front, Allah Ta'ala asked, the Farishta asked him, what you came to? Allah Ta'ala asked him, it's my 500 years of ibadat I got with me. Allah Ta'ala said to Farishta, bring him to Jahannam, just let him pass by. He's passing by Jahannam, very far from Jahannam. He's feeling so thirsty there. Very thirsty. Feeling thirsty, he's asking for water. Farishta says, yeah, you have to buy water. But not over dollars. You can bluff the people with dollars here. They got dollars. He's so thirsty because Allah Almighty. You know that what is Jahannam? What is Jahannam? This fire here we can't tolerate. What will happen there? And don't even think about it. Allah must not give us that place. Must not think like that Allah will put us in Jahannam. Must think Allah will take us Jannat. As long as you keep Allah happy. Don't even think Allah will take us Jahannam. Allah, we are not prepared yet, we are not ready to go to Jahannam, we are very weak. Oh Allah, your mercy, give us Jannah. But do not even think of it. He just bypassing the Jahannam, just the fire little, but he's feeling so thirsty. So thirsty, what he was doing. He's very thirsty, he's wanting water. He was paying for water. How can I pay? 500 ibadat of yours you made. Because remember, every day I allowed you to make sajda. Every day I allowed you to make ruku. Your ruku, sajda, everything you made, I allowed you to do it. You didn't do it, I made you do it. You went to sajda, I made you do it. Every day you woke up with me. I allowed you to make sajda, I allowed you namaz. Everything, ibadat, I made you do it. For everything, now pay me for every pomegranate that you ate. The water I gave you, now pay me all those things. Then he came to realize, he came to his sense that, Ya Allah, what happened? Then he's going to sajda, Ya Allah, it's through your mercy, you forgive us. So do not at any time feel you have done enough because you did nothing. Do not rely on your action, but do the right actions. But rely on Him that He must forgive us. So when He forgives you, then you can talk. So life is something which is a very great ne'mat as long as you got it and use it in the right way. This ne'mat is life of yours. Because once life goes away, then no matter what you can do, no matter how much you want the life to come back, it will never come back. It is sad that, you know, we do not even think about the world, that everything that comes in this heart of ours, the most important thing is death, the love for death. Because remember, the love for death is the bridge to meet who? Why did Allah Ta'ala bring about death? If there was no death here, there's no way of still living in this world too. Death is for reason for that, there's a bridge to go towards who? It's a beloved. The one you love so much, that's the only means, the only way you can go. There is no other way you can go, there's only one bridge. That bridge has to come. And you have to have the love for that bridge. If you have the love, then Allah has more love for you. Then if you say, you got love to meet me, I got more love to meet you. That's why that hadith, man taqarraba, when you come towards me one step, I come two steps to you. And you do not know. You come two steps to you, you run to me, I grab you. With my two hands, I grab you, I won't leave you too. Just try to do it 1-2 days for 40 days, see what happens to you. When he grabs you, then he won't leave you, but you want to leave him. Allah is one that does not want to leave you, you want to leave him. He does not want to leave you. So, when the farishtas come to take one's death soul, do you know something, how it comes? How they come? From far the stars, like stars. They come toward the person whose soul has been taken. And not in a very cool manner, they come slowly, gradually, like inviting you. As long as your soul is pure, as long as your body is pure, and when it comes toward you, it invites you and encourages you, oh, that my body that you have always kept yourself pure, with all the good deeds and good actions, is giving you that encouragement. Don't be afraid. All kind of encouragement given to you, that I'm coming now, we come and take you. Not immediately, not so, no, gradually, so that consoles him. Doesn't get frightened too. Doesn't get frightened, comes to you. That you are the one that kept your soul pure. One is to keep your body pure, and one is to keep your soul pure. The soul that's very important now, always the food of the body, is ibadat. The food of the body, ibadat, good deeds. But the food of the soul is a thing that will remember you all the time. And that has to be progressed all the time. And it can only remain progress pure in the time you keep it pure. Keep it. So when the time you come and take the toll of yours, gradually. Now Nabi's soul is something else. Nabi's soul, they come there, they ask for permission. Allahu Akbar. They don't just take the soul away. They come, other Nabi's want to take your soul away if you permission. Musa alayhi salam, the same thing. To say, what happens now or thereafter? Say, when you tell me, if you want to delay, you could have delayed it too. Just imagine Allah Ta'ala gave them the permission. But yet they said they want to meet Allah Ta'ala immediately. Bring that quality into us that have that to meet Allah Ta'ala, that shock, that zeal to meet Allah Ta'ala. And the only way you can do that is gunaus and nafrat. Gunaus se deen se raghbat. Deen se raghbat, the urge, the longing to only do good deeds, Marana. Until unless you do not have that urge and longing only to do good deeds and the hate for sins, in your dictionary, there's no such thing as minor sin and major sins. Everything is a sin. I must not annoy my Allah. I must not disturb my Allah. Way is that when a person got love for someone, go to that extent, they say, no, I will only do this behind him. If he's here, I won't see. Who you love, you make sure that I'll do everything that the person loves. I don't need. You forego your comfort for the comfort of his. You wake up in early part of the morning to everyone sleeping. You are waking up, I want to talk to him and he wants to talk to me. Tum mujhe dekhe aur main aapko dekha. You do not know he's looking at you and the early part of the morning ibadah that you make is something else. In a complete dark night, quiet, no, everyone is sleeping. But this banda is waking and speaking to him. What is something else that is? So this is when it comes to Nabis, they can ask questions, no permission to. Sulaiman Ali Salaam is building Masjid Al-Aqsa. He requests to Allah Ta'ala, Ya Allah, the time is on the end. Let me finish the Kaaba with the Masjid, then you must take it. Allah Ta'ala did not do that because Allah wanted to show that without him too, what can do? Allah wanted to show that everything happened with his powers, but he had the control of the jinnats. That although his soul was taken out, but he was standing in the state there, they were thinking that the Hazrat is still alive. So death is something we must always remember. The pure soul, the soul must be pure. Keep your soul pure. In other words, keep away from all the akhlaq razila. You know the akhlaq razila? Akhlaq razila. Impurities, jealousy, anger, pride. So many other things we're not supposed to have in us. All of them. Malice, all those things must not be the slightest bit in the heart. That's the rule. The rule, the soul must be the heart. That's the food of the soul. That's why they say the food, you can eat any amount, that food is all perished. The food of the soul you must keep, that will always remain with you all the time. So for people there, they have the shock to meet Allah Ta'ala. We must have the shock also to meet Allah. Death must be an easy thing for us. You have to think of death all the time. Mumin is a person who lives in a world, but his heart with Allah. Then only you come to realize he walks anywhere to, he knows this much that my love is for Allah. If my soul has to go away, only buzus can talk like that. We can't talk. The buzus talk like that. If Malakul Maud comes now, Alhamdulillah, I'm tayyar. As Thanvi Rahmatullah said the same thing to him. Malakul Maud has to come now, prepared. So we have to also learn this thing, yeah, that if we want the love, true love cannot go in one's heart. True love cannot go. Either love the world or love Allah Ta'ala. We want the love of Allah in us. The love of Allah only can remain in us. Dawam e ta'at, kathrat e zikr. Dawam e ta'at means what? Continuously at all times to be obedient to Allah Ta'ala in every action. Dawam e ta'at means every command of Allah Ta'ala to perfect yourself. Dawam e ta'at means perfection every, whether it's your business, whether it's your marriages, whether it's your social life, whether it's your private life, whether whatever life, all your life revolves on one thing, dawam e ta'at. Everything according to the command of Allah and the sunnah of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam. That's the zikr, to make the zikr of Allah all the time. Every moment that you are free, you do not know that in that zikr of Allah Ta'ala, that was the same. When a farista come and take that ruh of yours, he tells you that, oh Pak body for that made so much ibadat, oh pure body. Side by side, the farista, oh Pak soul of yours, who made so much zikr of Allah. Because when you make zikr of Allah Ta'ala, it's a food for the soul, not for the body. So when the zikr of Allah Ta'ala, the soul, the zikr of Allah Ta'ala, food, it becomes then the farista say, oh soul, oh pure soul, you have made zikr and made yourself so pure. Now we prepare to take it. And just imagine when they prepare in that way to encourage you, that do not fear. Because no one likes, you know, you talk of death, they dislike it, you know that. No one wants to, they dislike it. But you don't know that is one bridge that everyone has to cross. And the only way we can cross is have the luck to meet him. And the only way the luck can come into us is have to keep him happy. In every way that your life must be according to Allah's command and sunnah of the Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So make dua that whatever I have said Allah ta'ala is for amal ten tawfiq nasib. And at the shock to meet Allah. You do not know if you have the shock to meet Allah ta'ala. Allah ta'ala shock. My Hazrat, when he was passing away, when he's passing away, first he's putting his hat right. Today people go put out hats too. He's putting his hat right. What is it? What is it? Now concerned that his time is up. Now he's frightened that I must not be without my hat in front of my Maula. All the time he's there. All the time he's wearing the hat, but now when he's moved, now the time came up to him to leave this world. He's putting his hat right around him. Meet Allah with complete respect. And he begins, La ilaha illallah, La ilaha illallah, zikr Krishna. And the zikr started, the zikr with the Naqala. This is what you call shock mulaqat. That Allah Ta'ala put in your heart that your time has come now to go, prepare yourself. Allah Ta'ala sabko naseeb kare. Make the zikr of Allah too. Do not. Rasulullah said one thing. He said, keep your tongue wet with the zikr of Allah. Everything makes zikr Allah. And the one of the greatest in suluk, the one of the two things which is very, very important if a person wants to progress. Talk less and meet less. Talk less. If you got two things on you, then who will be talking to them? Allah Ta'ala. Bring that quality into us. Talk less. Person working a business too. He's making business, but he's talking about it. If we only know what we're missing out, if we bring that quality into us, I always say, one Muslim said a very nice thing, chari din kare kallo. Commit yourself for 40 days only, with sincerity. Do what you've been told to do, and then you come and talk. Once you got the taste of it, then you don't know what mitai it is. You don't know what, a lot of people know the name, barfi, magaj, but never ate that magaj. Now you know the taste of barfi and magaj also. So we rather know the taste of it, you don't know what, if the, you know the name is okay, but you know the taste of it. Allah salam. Amal kali tawfiq. True love for the sake of the people. Allahumma sallallahu Allahumma inna la dhikrika wa shukrika wa husna ibadika. فاطر السماوات والأرض أنت ولي في الدنيا والآخرة توفني مسلما والحقني بالصالحين اللهم ثبتنا على الإيمان وأمتنا على الإيمان واحشرنا يوم القيامة والإيمان بحرمة القرآن وحرمة النبي آخر الزمان ولا كل دنيا مسلمان وقوب ترقي مسلمين هل قسم في فتنة حفاظة إيمان بشر الله انبو قناه الدرب زر الكرور انبو قناه جسر الله اسی کو تقریب پوری دنیا میں مسلمانوں کو کامیابی نصیب کرنا ہے اور اللہ تعالیٰ جو ہو رہا ہے اس وقت بس اللہ تعالیٰ اپنا فضل کرے تو ان کو کامیاب نصیب کرنا ہے پوری دنیا میں مسلمان پریشان ہے اور ان کی پریشانی کو دور کر دو اپنا فضل کرم سے نبی کا صدق کر کے پھر ہماری دعا کو قبول کرنا صلی اللہ تعالیٰ علیہ وسلم رحمت کے Thank you.